Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and excited to share about a new book just recently released called Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up. And that perfectly describes what really the theme of Hope Is Here is about. It's about not giving up. That's the title of a new book, Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up, by Kim Ball. She lives here in central Kentucky, and on the cover of this book, it's got Hebrews 12:1, let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. And Kim, you're a runner, so you can relate to that. You're athletic, you like to run, but also, man, it was a race, an endurance race to finish this book, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely. It was difficult.
Well, talk to us about that. Would it take you a few months to write this?
4.5 years.
4.5 years. Wow. Talk about some of the obstacles that you have encountered while trying to write this book.
Had a lot of difficulties, a lot of changes at work and at home, and with just even with neighbors and friends, just felt some rejection there, changed churches, had 2 friends die of cancer, had a lot of physical issues that were just unexplainable, a lot of numbness in my arms, shoulder injury, a foot injury, my husband lost his job.
A place you've been like 20 years, I believe?
Yeah, 22 years.
Wow. And what do you do for a job vocationally? What do you do?
I'm an occupational therapist at Cardinal Hill Hospital.
So you're trying to help people get healthy, yet you got bombarded and you're in really good shape, unlike me, and yet you had all kinds of physical attacks during this 5 years, didn't you?
Yes. It seemed like it was constant the whole entire journey.
Well, that's why I love this book, because she has lived it her whole life, but especially these last 5 years, 4.5 to be exact, of getting this book done. But share with us, why did you write this book?
I just really felt God putting this burden on my heart just to share this message of the journey and keeping going and not giving up. And I think so many people feel alone and they feel like they really don't have that hope. And just to know that God's there and he's with you and he goes with you on the journey. He doesn't wait till you get to the end. And I wanted just to share what God has taught me and hopefully to share and encourage other people as they read.
Well, I know that you've led a lot of Bible studies throughout your walk as a follower of Jesus. And I think one of Satan's greatest tools, Kim, want to see if you agree, is discouragement.
Yes, definitely. And I faced discouragement the whole entire time. Well, half the time of writing the book until I really felt God just giving me the verse, Philippians 1:6, the one that says, I'm certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. And that was a real encouragement to have that verse so that I wouldn't be discouraged and think that I had nothing to say and nothing to offer. And it was some hope for me to keep going.
Well, one of the things that I know there's a lot of people that listen that they journal. If you don't, a man would encourage you. I know a lot of us guys don't do it, and I'm not a frequent journal, a person that journals. But, man, I have different seasons of my life, especially those where I'm trying to endure a really difficult season. And it's been great to go back and see how God answered prayers, maybe sometimes in the way I prayed, other times in ways I didn't ask or expect. But obviously his ways are better than our ways, as Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 says. But as I was reading in the book, seems like your husband asked you what you're going to do with all those journals that you had written.
Yeah, he kind of started the whole process and said, do you think God wants you to do anything with all those things that you've written? I said, I don't know. And it was like less than a month later, I felt God really giving me the burden to write the book. But it started with that nudge from my husband.
Well, that's really cool. So some of you may have a book sitting in your closet or on your bookshelf. And how was it to go back through some of those journals and read some of the things that you had poured out your heart to God about?
It helped me just growing and being encouraged just as I read and looked through a lot of those things. And just it was encouraging. Even as I was dealing with struggles, I would go back to different things that I was writing or that I journaled and just read through them again and just get encouragement from that.
Well, I want to encourage some of you listening, maybe you want to start journaling, just writing out your prayers, requests to God, and put a date on them. It doesn't have to be anything eloquent to be published, but just those thoughts. And I've done that off and on for the past 20 years, and it's really blessed me to go back and see how God has been faithful, even when I wasn't. But I love a quote in the book, Kim, that you have from Katie Key. It says, endurance is the victory more than the achievements gained or rewards given. Endurance is finishing the race, not winning the race. And our culture says, man, if you don't win, then really there's no need to be in the race. But that's not what God says, does he?
No. I think you just keep on and you keep going. And I know that I'm going the right direction. And even if I stumble and fall, I just keep going and not give up. And he's there with me.
Well, you talk a lot in the book. You're a runner and yes. God has spoken to you. You talked one. I love this because I'm not a runner, but you talked about running. I think it's called, I hope I'll enunciate it right, a Tough Mudder race, I believe, you and a couple of friends.
Yes.
And you talked about how, you know, that kind of race is kind of different because instead of trying to beat everybody, the contestants are supposed to kind of help one another. Is that right?
Right.
And you kind of compared that to kind of walking the Christian walk.
Right.
You sure about that?
You go with it together. You don't go alone, and it's not something you do by yourself, but you go together, you help each other, you encourage one another, because nothing's worse than trying to walk this Christian life by yourself. And so we need that encouragement. And we saw one guy in the race that was by himself just sitting alone and just looked so discouraged, and he needed that help, and it just made such a difference that we were running it together. Even the scary parts, we were together. We weren't by ourselves.
Well, the thing I love, this is obviously a endurance race, Tough Mudder, and I've got friends that have done it. Man, it is. It's a big time obstacle course, and the weather's tough. The conditions were tough. Yet, as usual, you ladies were prepared. You had some snacks, and you bailed out some guys like me that didn't come prepared. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I've been a runner for a long time, and so I knew that we needed to have something to keep us going, and so we had some nuts and candy in our pockets, and so we were using them, and then we saw some other people kind of struggling, and so we handed them out to some guys that were racing, and like three different times during the race, they yelled out, thank you, because they were just so excited and thankful that they had something to keep them going.
And so I love that you share part of what you have. And I think for somebody that's listening today, you may say, well, I don't have lots of money. I can't write a check. You know, I can't write a book. I can't sing. I can't teach. But, man, God even uses little things like snacks to encourage people, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was something small and simple, but we shared what we had, and we still had enough for ourselves, but to give some to other people too.
Well, talk a little bit about this book. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Kim Ball. She just wrote a beautiful book, and I say it's beautiful. It's not a word as a man I use a lot, but it has got great pictures in it. It's got quotes in it. Man, it's just a phenomenal book. Talk about how you kind of got the idea for the layout of this book, because honestly, I don't know that I've seen a book laid out like this, and I really like it. So talk a little bit about how all this came together.
Well, I really had a lot of prayer time, just really praying about what God wanted me to do and what it was going to look like, and really felt like it was supposed to be just as much visual as it was with the words within it. And so there's probably over 600 pictures that are in it, and it helps to show the whole journey message as well as tell it. And so I felt like it was supposed to be just as much just to be able to encourage people as they looked at the photos and read the messages and read the testimonies. And the person, Vicki New, who helped me with the graphic design, we prayed together that God would help us to have that same vision as she helped design it for me, so that it would really show what God had put on my heart for the book to be like.
Well, I love it. I even saw in one of the pictures, there was a picture of your favorite snack. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, of course. Reese Cup.
Reese Cup. Kim weighs about 100 pounds, so obviously I look like I've eaten a lot of Reese Cups, as I have, but it's just got personal things like that, but it's got beautiful scenery with Bible verses, quotes in it, quotes from just, you know, lots of people, Christians, leaders. It's just really, really laid out well, so I really encourage you to think about getting a copy of this book, Life is a Journey, Don't Give Up. But I love just even in the introduction, Kim, you had this quote, you said, what God wants from you is your total trust in Him and for you to surrender everything to Him for His guidance. God loves you and cares about everything you deal with in life. And I got to be honest with you, as a guy and as a follower of Christian, I'm embarrassed to tell this, but man, I have trouble with surrendering. Have you found that to be for yourself and for others, that surrender thing?
I think definitely. And even like for my kids, you know, to release that. And I had a Bible study teacher, Beth Coppedge, who just said, you have to have open hands. You can't have tight hands with God. You have to open them all and release everything to Him so that He can work in your life. And so that's full surrender. And then there's joy when you do that.
About that. Joy comes with surrender. And then the other thing is, I think sometimes you said, you know, that last sentence that God loves you and cares about everything you deal with in life. And I think sometimes we think it's only the big things, but the little things He does too, doesn't He?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I prayed once that God would help us catch a mouse in our house because I was terrified. And, you know, so He cares even of those little things. It sounds silly, but to me it wasn't, and I was thankful.
Hey, absolutely. I'm with you. We had one in my house recently, and I totally understand that. You talked about, you know, near the beginning of this book, too, about the verse that God gave you, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Share a little bit about what that verse means to you.
That God was ready to do a new thing. It talks about that there's a new thing ahead, and it was a new time in my life. There was a lot of changes and a lot of difficulties and a lot of struggles, but God had a plan for me, and I had to look ahead and to see what His plan was, and to not get discouraged and to keep looking on to the sides and looking at the struggles and difficulties I was facing, but just to look to Him. And I was excited about that, and His word just kept me going forward.
Well, and that's one of the things I want to encourage our listeners with, Kim, is that, you know, sometimes when you go through change, most of us, I mean, especially of us in America here, that kind of get in our comfort zones because we're so blessed materially, having food to eat, shelter, hot water for showers, you know, clean drinking water, all that. We kind of get comfortable. And as humans in our flesh, we don't like change, do we?
No. Like, it's keep the same.
We want to keep the same. But when God does cause us to change, ask us or calls us to change, He doesn't make us do it alone, does He?
No, He goes with us. I have a friend, Liz Lyons, and she always said, He's the going with you God. Mm-hmm. He doesn't call you to go it alone. He's the going with you God. And that's been a huge encouragement for me.
Well, I love the quote in your book in page 23. There's a real manly man, a guy named Bear Grylls, who honestly I didn't know he's a follower of Jesus. I've watched some of his shows, and he wrote this book. A lot of people I know would know him from TV. I thought he had a great quote in his book called A Survival Guide to Life, talking about God will be our guide. Would you read that quote that Bear Grylls had?
Jesus Christ has been the most incredible anchor and secret strength in my life, and it is so important to have a good guide through every jungle. To give yourself the best shot of reaching your destination and achieving all you're meant to in your life, you need a great guide, someone who can lead you, inspire you, comfort, and strengthen you, especially when the going gets tough, as it invariably will. Bear Grylls.
I love that. That last sentence, especially when the going gets tough, as it invariably will. I mean, the fact of the matter, I think sometimes I used to, as a younger Christian, thought, well, you know, God, it should be easier. I mean, you know, I'm a follower of Jesus. And then one day I don't know if it's the Holy Spirit or what, but I just had this, you know, recognition that this is not heaven, you know. And so there is a battle between evil and good. So we are going to go through tough seasons, aren't we, Kim?
Yes, definitely. And I think a lot of times people pull away from God when we should draw closer. And He even says in His word, draw close to God, you know, draw close to God and He will draw close to you. And so it's just so important for us to remember to don't pull away from God, but to draw closer to Him.
Another thing that I love is you shared three things in your book on page 27 there. It talks about the Christian journey is a daily dependence on God, listening to His voice and walking where He tells us to do. And you said, as you travel this journey, always remember three things. Can you share those with us?
Number one, you have extreme worth and value in God's eyes, and He has a purpose for you. Number two, living the Christian life is a journey that God goes on with you, and He never leaves you. Number three, never give up. Keep going and be faithful to all God shows and asks of you.
Man, that's three really good things right there. So if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Kim Ball. She is the author of a new book, just came out recently, called Life is a Journey. Don't give up. Love the scripture on the front, Hebrews 12:1. Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. And, man, if you're struggling in your faith, and maybe you've been a long-time follower of Jesus, or if you're just kind of new on this journey, say, you know, I've tried everything this world has to offer, yet I'm coming up empty. I love Kim has Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 from the Message version says, listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. So if you don't feel like you're on track, I want to encourage you to get a copy of this book. And we'll be telling you more in the next 2 days about where you can get a copy of this book. I'm Greg Horn, and we'll continue our conversation tomorrow with Kim Ball on her book, Life is a Journey. Don't give up.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.